Time to check in with the only meteorologist who got this storm right that we received heading into the weekend. Yeah, that's right. That guy is Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you.
Everybody else, the National Weather Service still stuck with their winter weather advisory on Saturday morning. And all the other forecasters had us getting anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of snow. Pat said, forget anything, it'd be about an inch of snow. And, Pat, you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, that wasn't the easiest situation to forecast. And I noticed, people just sometimes fall into traps. I read Saturday morning, I get up. And I'm reading the emails going back and forth to the office from other clients. And there was a client of ours who's in the northeast corner of Connecticut. And they went under a winter storm warning for either 4 to 8 or 6 to 10 inches. And I saw them write to Anthony, AJ, telling him they're on the winter storm warnings, please revise and update the forecast. And Anthony originally was calling for like 1 to 3. And I don't know what he wound up doing because of the winter storm warning. P.S. The net result there was 1 to 3 inches.
Well, here's what I did. Because we're required to put on not watches, okay? So right. We didn't have a watch, but we had a winter weather advisory. So we have to air that because that comes over our EAS. Okay, what I did is I aired that, but then we put in. But our local meteorologist predicts this, and what our local meteorologist picked was right on the money. Now, if you got to like 1,500 feet, okay, elevations of 1,500 feet, like in Goshen and Norfolk, they got about 1 or 2 inches of snow and the roads were slippery for a little bit. But for 99% of our area, your forecast was bingo, right on the money. So it's just congratulations. And other people noticed it. Rob Reamer posted this morning, 5-star forecast, Pat, good job. So, and I was watching people post over the weekend, where's our snowstorm? Where's this? Where's that? And I felt like answering every one of them, well, if you listen to somebody who covers the weather locally, and that's what it is, if you listen to us or read our social media pages or our Facebook page, you'd see that Pat Pagano had the forecast nailed perfectly.
So. Yeah, well, thanks. I really do appreciate that. Again, as you know, that storm was, we were just hinging about that whole storm all week. And the modeling just didn't grab it. I mean, I think back to last Wednesday when the Euro said that there was not going to be any storm at all. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And I said to you, well, the North America model is saying yes, but the other model, the GFS model, they're saying we'll get fringed. And then there was a timing problem. Some were saying Saturday, some were saying Sunday. And, of course, the Euro was saying nothing until after Wednesday. Then the Euro started catching on to it. So, you know, again, the Euro always gets the praise. You know, great, 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 great. It's not all that great. You know, it has as many problems as any of the other modeling has. But I don't think we'll have too many problems this week. Monday through Friday is going to be basically dry. The only precip in the forecast is Wednesday when there may be some flurries. And that's with a warm front. So today we'll have sun and cloudy periods, only 35 to 40. Partly cloudy, low 20s tonight. Partly sunny, a cold breeze Tuesday, mid-30s. Probably the chilliest day of the week. Then sun and clouds with a few flurries are near 40 on Wednesday. Partly sunny Thursday, 45 to 50. And mainly sunny on Friday with a high near 50 over the weekend. There will be some rain developing on Saturday and a better chance of some rain on Sunday. No snow, no ice, rain. It will be mild. And it's not a storm. It's a front.
All right. So now
that's over the weekend.
So now on Saturday, There was two events that were going to happen in Sharon. There was going to be a luminary lighting, where I think they have hundreds and hundreds of luminaries in memory of people. That was going to happen. That was postponed. Santa was meant to be at the Hotchkiss Library on Saturday. They moved that to Sunday, and it worked out beautifully for Sunday. But you're telling me now that they've moved the luminary lighting in Sharon to Saturday around 4 o'clock or 4:30 or 5 o'clock again. So you're saying that there could be some rain again this coming Saturday.
I'm looking at our output right now. The output is for 20% chance in the morning, but a 50% chance in the afternoon. And the high, 48. Sunday, the chances are between, let's say about 70% chance of rain on Sunday, but the high, 55.
Because you can't light luminaries in the rain because the bags melt. It's hard
right.
to light.
Yeah. So right now I'm thinking if they're going to do it late Saturday, they have a better chance of getting some rain. I don't think it's going to be heavy, but there will be some rain in the area. And, of course, a better chance on Sunday.
All right. So with that being said, I watched the Christmas Chronicles 2, the new one, last night.
Yeah, I saw part of it, but not wild about it.
I enjoyed it because it's just a fun wild thing, and I like the first one, and it's always hard to follow up a real good first thing with a follow up movie. But I enjoyed it. I watched it during the afternoon. But I enjoyed it. I can't say that I didn't. I am waiting for some other things that are coming up streaming-wise that are going to hit streaming-wise as they go into the movie theaters later on this week. So, and lots of changes there, Pat. I mean, Warner Brothers is now going to release for the next 6 months movies first, at the same time streaming. They're not going to hold off anymore. They're going to release them.
They're going to stream it. My sister watched the movie over the weekend. She paid $20. Because it's in the movies now, I think she said it's Let It Go. Have you heard of it?
Yep.
Very slow moving, and she paid $20. But I said, well, it's good that you watched it and you spent the money because now I won't. So that's a good thing there. But I have to tell you, the movie industry is very, very slowly coming back, but it's not back. I mean, we're now working with Station 19. Which is a great, great TV series that comes after or before Grey's Anatomy on Thursday night. And we're working with them because they told us that they are very, very strictly sticking to the rules of COVID. And so the government is letting them go. But, and as you know, we have Ozark. But, generally at this time of the year, we would have at least 20 different movie and TV shows. And right now we have 4. And that's the most we've had since COVID started in March. So we're taking a bath as far as that is concerned. I'm sure the movie industry as well is taking a bath. But more importantly, I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that I drove up to the lake Friday afternoon. I got there. It was, it wasn't bad outside. It was about 50 degrees. It was cloudy. It started to rain. This is about 2:30, 3 o'clock. Opened the screen door, got the poster bed into the cabin, got the tables into the cabin, opened up the actual cabin, went inside. Inside was freezing cold. It had to be at least 10 or 12 degrees colder than outside. But I looked in the sink. I looked on the table. I looked on the floor. I looked on the bed. Not one dropping.
There you go.
And it was pristine. And I was so thrilled. Locked everything up. Went to David and Elena's to eat. They made a delicious dinner. Surf and turf. Barbecued the steaks outside. Even though it was raining, he has it sheltered. A lot of hors d'oeuvres. And then that was followed by dessert. Which was Italian pastries and a cake that I brought, which was a cheese crumb cake that both of them loved. The only negative thing of the whole trip was driving home Friday night.
Really?
Marshall, I must be getting old. I mean, I have my wipers on, I have the defrost on. The visibility on the highway was horrible in the rain and the fog. The truck, the tractor trailers, you know, hitting up all the more. It should have taken me no more than 50 minutes to get home. It took me an hour and a half. And my knuckles were white on the wheel because that's how tense I was. It just was horrible. You couldn't see any of the lines on the highway. And the highways that I took, like the ones you take, no lights, you know, except for the cars, there's no lights. I mean, this is not New York City, you know. It's all country roads. So, I mean, I took 87 and I-87 and 23. There was lights on 23 because, there's shopping centers all over the place. But I only take that for about 7 minutes. The rest of the trip is on the highway. So it was very, very, very taxing. Came home, went to sleep. Saturday, put up the tree. Finished it yesterday. And that's it. When I have the bottom done, I will take a picture and send it to you. It is an artificial tree, first artificial tree in 5 years.
But you liked it, right?
I like it. Some people who already saw it said it looks a little small. Yeah, well, it is small. It's smaller than the Amazon tree we had last year. You know, it's an artificial tree. It's not going to be like a real tree, you know, that spreads out all over the place. So I like it. I think it's perfect. You'll tell me what you think when I send you the picture.
Yeah, well, I have artificial tree. I have an artificial tree. I mean, I like it. So, I mean, and
don't you leave all the decorations on and just put a bag over it?
No, it has. It's pre-lit. That's all. I just have nice little tiny white lights that blink and stuff like that. That's all. So
good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry to buy this tree with the lights already on it.
Yeah. It's
but
nice.
Too late now.
That's right. All right, Pat. Well, we'll see what happens with the weather tomorrow.
I don't think anything. So just keep warm and enjoy.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.